Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host. We're the show freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we ask you to amplify our efforts because we got a lot of ignorant people out there that just don't know what's going on. Doesn't mean they're bad people, but at some point in time, they're going to be a victim of their own arrogance. In fact, the Bible says, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Does it not? Please. Please do your part. Wake up America to the tyranny that's happening. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about the DNC over the next few days. I'll have little segments here and there about it. But what we really need to focus on, too, is big picture stuff. And I got big picture stuff for you here today. We're going to take a look at something called the C40 cities. And this is shocking. This is shocking, and people aren't going to want to believe it, except there's a good chance that your city is now in this. And it used to be just 40 cities. Those were the good old days. Tyranny has arrived at most of our doorsteps, and you're not going to believe what they have planned for you. And if you think 2030 is very far away, and it ain't going to be just 2030. To meet a goal by 2030, they're going to have to implement their goals, which are going to take away your money, your property, your rights. And if these people go far enough in their, shall we say, authoritarianism, they could be taking away your life. These people are satanic Bolshevik communists. There's no way around it. Let's get down to business here. You know who I am. You know what we do here. And we are brought to you by something that you absolutely need to have. We absolutely have to have storable food. And I'm going to rely on some of my colleagues in this business who I think do a fantastic job. And let's take a look at a few of them and what they have to say about this. Here we go.
We are at a place where if I were in China, Iran, North Korea, Russia, yeah, I would be licking my chops right now. This would be the time to hit us. We're completely in disarray. My family, we're going with my Patriot Supply.
Folks, listen, our rights are being taken away from us slowly. We can't trust the government anymore. They've been lying to us. You've seen it. Institutions are failing. You have a solar generator. You have water filtration. You have emergency food. Prepare today. Use my friends at my Patriot Supply.
Your God-given freedoms are under threat, and your elected officials who have sworn to defend that freedom, well, we know they can't really be trusted. But
amen to that, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, $300 off the 3-month supply, and that's the minimum per family. And that's what the experts tell us. You know, I've kind of gone with the 2-year model, and I'm going to add in a little bit here that's not part of this presentation. FEMA can come and take anything you have. And Executive Order 13603 under Obama, you might want to read it. Maybe I should review it again. I've covered it several times in the last 13 years, but it's still on the books. You need to hide your gold. You need to hide some of your guns. You need to hide some of your food. And that's just something. And you know what? I'll get a survivalist expert on here to talk about the mechanisms for storing your food in places that it will not be found. And I'm being very, very serious. If you're a member of MAGA, they will come to you first. You can bet on that. Now, $300 off. They've never offered a sale like this before. My Patriot Supply understands the urgency of the time. They are truly America. They're America first. They're for you. They're for me. You need to take advantage of this. You get diverse collection of meals. You're never going to get bored eating the same thing. It tastes really good. And it stores for 25 years. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Well, we have an interesting dilemma. We truly do. And I want to talk to you about it. In fact, actually, I had a kind of shift in consciousness for this segment. What I think I really need to be telling you is the monkeypox is going to take over the headlines after the DNC is done. How do I know? Because I've been doing this for years. I know how they propagandize and get you to look over here so you don't look over there. And right now they want you to look at nothing else but the DNC and their presentation of ideology, and they can't run on the record, so there's no facts. They're stealing many of Trump's ideas and then making unfounded accusations. I mean, this is who they are. But once this is over, the monkeypox is going to come full front and center. The World Health Organization, and I call it the World Unhealthy Organization, what they are doing right now is they're saying, okay, it's time to lock down. It's time to do this. I do not believe this is the final deal. I think this is a beta test. But in the interest of transparency and just admitting, I don't know everything, this is coming along at a suspicious time, is it not? If you lock the nation down because of monkeypox, all of these states that are trying to move towards paper balloting, voter ID, that all goes to hell in a handbasket. It'll be the same bullcrap we had in 2020 in that false election. I could see they're using monkeypox to that effect. And I think along those lines, this is why we ran the storable food ad. You need to not take any chances right now with your family safety. And you need to absolutely be prepared with food. You need to have water filtration. You need to have guns and ammo. In fact, actually, I got the saying, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. That's what the essentials you need to have. You need more than that. But those are the basic essentials. And I can't say that they're not going to use monkeypox that way, but my gut tells me this is the beta test. And I think the lockdowns, if anything comes, will be soft. But I think what they're really going to be bringing in is what? Ebola. And you're saying, Dave, you've talked about this before. Longtime people who follow me, I have. And it's time to bring it up again. Before we return to what everyone cares about, the DNC rhetoric and so forth and what's coming out of it. And hey, we should be concerned. And I'm going to give more attention to that. But there's something really pressing that's going on right now before our eyes. And we're missing it because we're distracted. The World Health Organization came out yesterday and Tedros said, yeah, you got to start locking down. And there are countries that are actually doing that right now as we speak. Like I said, I think this is the soft lockdown. I think the hard one is coming, and it's going to be Ebola. And I want you to walk through with me what I researched. You can see right here, 2014. Come down to here, 2014. Hey, this is 10 years ago. And I had this nailed 10 years ago, people. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I had it. And I thought it was going to happen in the great Central American invasion, number one. And this is when I started making my border patrol contacts because they were scared to death about what was coming. And they were most frightened about Ebola. Now, hemorrhagic smallpox, it's related to Ebola. It could come out in that form. But effectively, at the base, it's going to be Ebola properties. And there's a lot you don't know about Ebola. I have people, whenever I mention it, they give me facts they've heard out there in the media, and they're wrong. They're absolutely wrong. And I'm going to take bits of time, and not all at once, and expose the lies from hardcore research we have. Now, I'm going to walk you through why I think this is Ebola. And the old saying, follow the money, is really the operative phrase right here that'll get us to where we want to be. All right. The CDC has ulterior motives. And a lot of people don't know this. The CDC is traded on Dun and Bradstreet. This makes the CDC a for-profit corporation. You don't think they made money on the vaccines? You don't think there wasn't a partnership between Pfizer, Moderna, and the CDC and the NIH? Of course there was. Of course there was. They're for profit. See, this is what's wrong with our federal government. You have the Federal Reserve, which is a joke. Okay, it's a total dictatorship of our money. And they get to act independently. And people think, oh, they're part of the government. No, they're not. They're given power by the government to basically enslave us economically. And right here, the CDC, the NIH is in the same model. People don't realize this. The EPA, the CDC, the NIH, they're all private agencies that are given governmental power. Seriously, these are dictatorships, bureaucratic dictatorship. Okay, and I can't believe how people aren't taught this in their government class. I haven't taught government, gosh, it's been almost 40 years. But I taught this. I understood it. Of course, I came up in an era where we really had education and not the DEI crap we have now. I digress. Okay, so here we go. Center for Disease Control. There's your address. They're on Dun and Bradstreet. Okay, now, in 2014, on October 23rd, I exposed the following. The new strain of Ebola is weaponized. Otherwise, the CDC could not own the patent. And I'll show you the patent in a minute before we're done. But the CDC could not own the patent on all Ebola up to 70% of the variant of the virus. So they had to change it by at least 30%. They weaponized it when they did this. The CDC does not realize royalties unless the virus is treated within the United States. Now, I'll make a caveat. If something comes out of this summit of the future, September 22nd, September 23rd, if an international agreement comes out of the United Nations, the CDC could have this patent rights extended beyond the boundaries of the United States. But at the time I wrote this in 2014, this was very factual, and I didn't see a way at that time that that could be opened up. Now I do. This is going to shock you. There has been a vaccine in existence from Crucell Laboratories, okay, but now owned by the National Institute of Health. Now, Crucell Laboratories published the research. I found it in plain sight, and I began to copy relevant parts. You're going to see a little bit of that today, and now they scrubbed the whole thing, and you can't get it on the Wayback Machine. Isn't that convenient? Now, right now, GSK is trying to prepare a new vaccine, and this was 10 years ago. I don't know where the status of that is. This was a cover story, people. They couldn't tell you, hey, we kind of have Ebola coming into our country. Remember, 19 people caught it, right? Remember that? Okay, and we can't tell you that we've already got a vaccine because this is planned. It was a beta test for emergency preparation, which I really think the monkeypox is. Okay, the first run of Ebola in this country, I think it's like beta. It's a beta test for what's coming right now. Okay, now Bill Gates, this is a barometer. Follow Bill Gates' money. He's put in over $650 million of his own money in the development of new vaccines, which 50 million of it was dedicated to Ebola. When did he know that we didn't? All I got to say is Event 201 and COVID, and I think you know where this is going. Okay, now the CDC lied about the ability of Ebola to be transported through airborne means. In a later presentation, I don't have the time today to do this in one segment, but trust me, I can prove, and the Canadian researchers, many of them Canadian, proved Ebola is airborne, and it even stays on surfaces for a certain amount of time under certain conditions. Okay. The single factor is the strongest evidence of a conspiracy being perpetrated against the American people because 100% of the evidence comes from peer-reviewed scientific journals. Okay. I'll come back later at a later date, and I won't put it too far in the future, and I'll come back and say, remember when I said, well, okay, well, here's your scientific data. But I want to focus on this right here. Human Ebola virus species and compositions and methods, patent number CA27415CHIN23A1. Okay, there's the link where I published this. Okay, and it was from this date right here. Okay, let's go down here and take a look. Amazingly, the CDC owns the patent on Ebola and all future strains. The summary of the invention section of the patent document also clearly claims the U.S. government is claiming ownership over all Ebola viruses that share as little as 70% similarity with the Ebola it invented. Why would a government organization have to claim to have invented this infectious disease and then claim monopoly over its exploitation for commercial use? It's clear the CDC plans to claim royalties on Ebola vaccines as well. They'll be a partner. I mean, why invent a vaccine if the CDC is going to get the total credit and money for it? So it's going to be a joint partnership. And we saw that with COVID and the vaccines. This certainly increases the likelihood the vaccines will become mandatory, thus increasing the profit potential for the patent holders. This is why they're bringing in the World Health Organization pandemic treaty people. This is the big part of what they're doing. This is a centerpiece. Okay, now your patent number right here. Do you have it on it? You know, if you're looking at this on a visual media, that's fine. If you can't, you'll have to listen to what I'm saying. Audio, publication number CA-274-1523-A1. It's an application, and it's the same application number. They have the PCT number there, not important. The publication date was April 29th, 2010. The filing date was October 26, 2009. The priority date was October 24, 2008. So you can see this was in the process for a while. Okay. They also published this under other banners in case one got refused. They had another one in the waiting. EP23502-7070, I should say, A2. Okay. And they have the inventors there, Towner, Nickel, Comer, Kissick, and Rollin. Okay, and then they had five more people they don't list here. Export citation is BIBTEX. Endnote is REFMAN. K21 classifications with one legal event. Okay, so you see this is all patent stuff here, okay? Clearly, it's been suspected for decades that Ebola was man-made. The patent proves the intention of the CDC to profit from a future pandemic. Why does the CDC need to own the patent on Ebola? We should ask Bill Gates, who donated $50 million to the UN and CDC in the name of fighting Ebola, even though most of the published evidence has been scrubbed, and there still remains the above-mentioned patent in which I preserve the hard copies, which you just saw. Okay, now let's go to another article that really kind of links this in. And I give the citation from September 22nd, 2014. You go to thecommonsenseshow.com, go to that date, and you'll find one of the items there is this. Okay, how Ebola will irreversibly transform America was the title. The CDC owns the patent on Ebola and every strain of the virus up to 70% of the variants from the original pathogen. Why is this not being reported in the mainstream media? It's a darn good question, isn't it? Crucell tested an Ebola vaccine in 2006 on 32 humans. That's a crappy test. I can tell you right now, from someone that taught stat and research, this is not enough. There's too much variance in the human genome to say, okay, we can't generalize from 32 people. Here's what they did. They scrubbed everything. We know they did that at Crucell Laboratories. And this research either went to Fort Detrick or it went... Now, possibly DARPA. I think Fort Detrick in Maryland, where they do this research, Ebola rust and da da da. Okay, well, you know all that is there. I suspect it went there, and it's not 32 people. Guarantee you. They have lots of data, and they have their own peer-reviewed internal research, but it's secretive, and it's classified. And I couldn't publish it legally if I had it. I don't have it, but just use your logic. 32 people, and then Crucell had its findings scrubbed from the internet, immune from Wayback findings, okay, if you know what the Wayback machine is. Okay, now, I really want to emphasize this here. There's not one word of this mentioned by six corporate conglomerates, which own 98% of the media. Okay, now, Crucell Laboratories does not control the vaccine. The National Institute of Health does. Isn't that interesting? Now, since this is now being kept under wraps, Do you think it's reasonable to assume that if they let Ebola loose as a way to maintain control because of the rising tide of populism in America, the America First movement, MAGA, and so forth, they let this loose? First of all, it's 90% fatal if you catch it. I'll go through the real science behind Ebola, and we're being told a bunch of outdated BS, and some of it's not true. Some of it is true. It's 90% fatal. How long you live, it varies, 24, 72 hours, 96 hours, maybe. Your organs liquefy, you bleed out of every orifice. I mean, it's really disgusting. But I'll go through and I'll give you the latest data that we have. And the latest data we have, for it was all scrubbed and taken underground, is between 9 and 10 years ago. But it's reliable. And probably there's more detail on it that we don't have. But I'll be able to give you a good idea that you're being lied to every single day they talk about this. This, I think, is the kill shot. I said it wasn't COVID, and I was right. It was all designed to steal the election by changing the election laws. I think the monkeypox will serve the same purpose, but I don't know how widespread the lockdown will be. I do know for sure this is a beta test for global organizations like the World Health Organization, okay, this summit of the future, which will bring in the WHO pandemic treaty. This is the purpose, but I think this is the kill shot. Now, it could be called Marbugs. There's a slight variation between the two. I do not know if the CDC owns the patent. My guess is they wouldn't give up that right. So I'm going to stick with Ebola is the pathogen that's coming our way. This is reality. And honestly, we have no defense. There's about 10% of the people that are immune. They'll catch it. They might feel flu symptoms, but that's about it. 90% will succumb when they have it. And we'll look at the RO rate. In other words, how fast does it spread? I'll bring that out too. But I thought that I should be really talking to you about the truth today while we're distracted on the DNC and that nonsense there politically, Trump's upcoming sentencing. I mean, this is all big stuff. I recognize that. But our attention is over here where things are going on right now in front of our eyes, and we're not seeing it with regard to what's going to happen with lockdowns. And this is coming, folks. It's coming. It's already out there. It's coming. I don't know if it's coming with this right away. I don't know the timetables, but I can tell you this, it's not in your best interest. I want to thank you for watching us here on the Common Sense Show. I hope I've raised your concern, and you need to take some of your attention and go to the summit of the future with the UN, and you need to take the time and actually read the 17 Sustainable Developmental Goals. Because they tell you very clearly, and I'm going to go through some of the highlights of that at a later time. I've already done some of that in the past, but we keep growing the audience, and we have different people, new generation. I've been doing this for a generation now. It's hard to believe I've been doing this long. And I can't depend on the fact that what I printed improved 10 years ago with absolute links that work that no longer do, that I had convinced people at that time, hey, Dave Hodges is right. This is why they took it underground. And I wasn't the only one that knew about this. And so as we began to publish with links, they go, we can't let the people see this. They'll figure out what we're up to. And so they took it all offline. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a world of trouble. And I don't believe there's a natural solution. We need a supernatural solution. And I'll say it again. Repent, revival. Repent, revival. Repent, revival. But the military is taking steps to make sure that ain't going to happen. More on that in a future segment. Hey, look, I'm not a believer in elections. They get stolen. They're going to continue to be stolen. Do we keep trying? Absolutely, we keep trying. But ladies and gentlemen, realize it's a fool's errand, and we may get lucky this time, but you got to be prepared in other ways. So make sure you have your food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. We're brought to you by Exposure. Dr. Amy Lee, I love this lady. A board-certified nutritionist. She is fantastic, and she is exposing foods that this government, surprise, surprise, is masquerading as health foods, and they're anything but. Many of them, all of them actually, have been banned by countries around the world, except ours. Reminds me of the Corexit from the Gulf oil spill, but another story another time. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is bad for you. And what happens, it messes with your digestion. It makes your skin look bad. You just lack energy, lethargic. We can turn all that around. All you got to do is get rid of the foods. Now, it's amazing, because we live in such great technology, why this is going on. And I can explain it to you in one word. It's called greed. But Dr. Amy Lee cuts through the nonsense with a great video. And you can go and watch it. It's not going to cost you anything. Watch the video for the three harmful foods that you need to get rid of so you can reverse these negative processes. Go to three, that's the number three, threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. Look at it. Turn your life around. Get these foods out of your diet. And listen, you could be exercising like crazy, but you can't outrun a bad diet. This is your first step. Three Harmful Foods. That's the number three. threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. Well, I got some things to say about the DNC. And really, I look at some coverage. It's getting too much. And maybe something will happen that will really warrant tremendous attention. But I know who these people are. Judge them by their works, as the Bible says. And it's really true. Judge them by their works. I love the DNC approach. On day one, what's day one? Oh, January 20th, the inauguration date. On day one, we're going to lower prices. We're going to use communist methods that don't work, but we're going to lower prices on day one. Wait a minute. You jackasses have had 1,308 days. What do you mean on day one? Day one of the 1,308 days that you've used to wreck our economy, double our gas prices, 50% increase in meat, according to Kamala Harris, right? Rent, mortgages, making housing unaffordable, she said. But on day one, I'm going to fix it. Wait a minute. Day one of what? They've had 1,308 days. They've shown you who they are, but don't believe what we've done. Believe the lies that we're telling you. This is absolutely off the charts crazy. It's absolutely crazy, people. Day one, my butt. All right, enough of that. Let me tell you what we had before their day one. We had record rise in Black, Hispanic, and women incomes. Record low unemployment for all three of the aforementioned groups. Do we have that now? No. That's all disappeared. That's what they've done since their day one back in 2021. We used to export energy to the world. We had cheap energy. Utilities were affordable. Now we have brownouts and blackouts, depending on where you live. That's what they brought us after their day one. This is no day one. I just am beside myself. We have the doomed dollar. Absolutely, it's not going to recover. Approaching $36 trillion. But you know, here's the thing I want to ask you guys. Okay, listen to me clearly. How can you people at the Democratic Convention ever tell anyone that you're a Christian? How can you say that? I don't believe you can say that with a straight face. Now, the Democrats did take God out of their party platform some time back. That might have been the most honest thing that they've ever done. Do you know what they got going on there at the convention? They got a mobile baby killer. That's right. You got these mobile vans that if you're showing up there or you're just in the neighborhood, drop on by and we'll kill your baby for free. For free. They subsidize Planned Parenthood with government money, your money. Oh, okay. That's not all. Mobile van, baby killer. They also will sterilize you. That's right. They'll tie your tubes or they'll give you a vasectomy. If you don't think these people aren't about depopulation, the Bible says, be fruitful and multiply. Families are good. Their attitude is families are bad. We will honor every lifestyle that does not end in procreation, trans, LGBTQ, and all the other letters they put after that. I really have a hard time respectfully trying to understand. I don't look for persecution of anybody, but this is the only thing they support. When have we ever had a heterosexual pride day? Or it's good to be a mom. You don't hear that at all. It's bad to be a mom. You're killing the earth. The earth is more important than your family. And you've got this climate scam nonsense going on. So also, too, I found out that you're not going to be in Kamala's administration in any form unless you and your family have been fully vaccinated. You heard me correctly. You and your family have been properly vaccinated. See, this is the real DNC. Now, also, too, this happened in Phoenix. Also happened at the DNC now in Chicago. You can't get in without an ID. I don't even know where to start on this one. You want to talk about unlocking the Christmas present that it reveals all? This is it right here. Let's just start with the most obvious thing. Before you enter, you have to show your ID. What? Why do I have to show an ID? Am I suspected of a crime? This is amazing. No, but we have to see your ID or you can't get in. Why? But wait a minute. I thought for them, showing IDs meant that's Jim Crow. You're somehow a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, a xenophobic if you ask for ID. All right? You don't have to show an ID to vote. How un-American is that, they say? Well, to get into my convention, Kamala says, you must show an ID. Well, okay, that's the first part. We see the hypocrisy there, okay? So the Jim Crow argument's nonsense. The only reason they make that argument is so they can do remote voting and steal another election. That's the only reason. All I got to say is 2,000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza, outstanding publication with all the evidence you ever need to see. And we haven't had voter reform almost anywhere. In Arizona, with all the controversy, the broken voting machines only in Republican districts that basically disenfranchised 150 to 200,000 Republican voters, they didn't make one change. The people made some changes in who get returned to office. The corrupt county clerk and recorder, gone. Two of the county supervisors didn't even run for re-election because they were too chicken bleeper to face the music because they knew that the people would do that to them. And Jack Sellers, China's best friend in Arizona, board of supervisor, gone. So the people made a choice. But why are they making people show ID? Are you ready? I can tell you in two words. Act Blue. Now, what Act Blue is, it's the way that people who aren't allowed by law to contribute to American political campaigns do so. They now have your name, they have your address, and now you're going to expect that you will have contributed to Act Blue. Now, it's a way to expand their money base. Let me explain what they've done in the past. Let's say that you take John Jones, mythical figure. Okay, don't know if it was really John Jones that did this. He donates $100 to the Joe Biden campaign back in 2020. And then people who investigate this at the Federal Elections Commission pull the public record and they go to John Jones' address and said, John, did you actually donate $100 to Joe Biden? Yeah. Did you make any other donations after that? No, I really couldn't afford to. I'm sorry. No, John, don't be sorry. What we're looking at here, John, is you made 17 donations and they total about $300,000. I couldn't do that if I wanted to. I couldn't mortgage my house and do that. Where does it say that? I've seen these interviews. And they were on YouTube before they got removed. You heard me. They were on YouTube before they got removed. And we know that billionaires from the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, the Rothschild banking system, the Bilderberg, you name them, these billionaires are sending in tens of millions of dollars apiece in the name of Democrats. So when they get your ID at the event like they did in Phoenix, when they get your ID at the DNC and every place else that they go, they now have more people's names that they can make donations to. And how many people are actually going to investigate this? And you can't expose it. See, you can expose a bad police officer on YouTube, like the Lackluster Channel and some of these other places, the Civil Rights Lawyer. Okay, they can do that. And YouTube's fine because they love to they want to defund the police. But on the other side of the coin, okay, bring something in that shows corruption from the Democratic Party. That has a real short shelf life, and so does the channel that promoted that. But fact, it's real, and you can investigate it, as many people have, like James O'Keefe. You can investigate it through the Federal Elections Commission. This whole funding of Kamala Harris is illegal. It's Act Blue. They're hardly getting any money except for the old Gold Guard Democratic donors. But outside that, it's the Act Blue criminal donations to the campaign, and it's illegitimately taking Joe Biden's campaign funds and using it for her own. She wasn't the primary, so she's not allowed to do that. And she has hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know how many she has. The last I heard, it was $300 million. That's called buying an election. But speaking of buying an election, what else do they always do? Well, we'll forgive your student loan. And someone put their little figure on Exton, and I answered them. They listed the unfairness of the interest and the ongoing payment, and 20 years later, they're still paying them. But how is that fair that I have to do that? Oh, yeah, look, dumbass, you signed a contract, and I shouldn't have to bail you out of that contract. That's my answer to you. Wow, the nerve of these people. But I just wanted to let you know, none of these people that call themselves Democrats can legitimately call themselves Christians. You know, they're part of the group that's murdered over 70 million babies. Need I say more? And then they want to cut kids' genitals off, and they want to federally fund it. Oh, what does the Bible say about better to tie a millstone around your neck than harm a child? Yeah, I think we have made our point. Ladies and gentlemen, the term Christian and Democrat are 180 degree polar opposites. You can't be one and be the other. Oh, don't tell me the rhinos and the Republicans this and that. I get that, okay? There's plenty of sin to go around, including myself, but not like this. Not like this. This party is based on satanic Bolshevik communism. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Stay tuned. Later segment coming up. Glad to be with you. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. We need to have you help us to make this 1 million minds at a time. Many of us are asleep at the wheel, and that cliff is coming up very quickly. So we need to wake up as many people as possible and present overwhelming numbers to the opposition. And my mission here is just to try to educate and tell you exactly what we're up against. And there is no secret, folks. There is no secret. We are under absolute satanic Bolshevik communism. I'm going to play a brief clip in this segment of a speech, and it's very, very brief. And it tells you just about almost everything you need to know about the Democrats. And I don't know if you're familiar with what they call rules for radicals. Have you ever seen that? Well, rules for radicals is really simple. One of the major tenets is to accuse your enemy of doing what it is that you're doing. And this is a classic example of rules for radicals, classic. And it's something that I think would really behoove you to share with people who thinks it's okay to vote for Democrats. Well, we're going to address that in a later segment too. I firmly believe you can't be a Christian and even consider voting for one of these people. And I'll give you a few salient examples here as we move on. But we are brought to you by an uplifting product, something to put smiles on our faces, put a smile on my face. I told you about the Nanosoma spray many times, and I'll continue to sing the praises. You know, I had good parents. I've got a good spouse, supportive family. I'm blessed in that way. And I start looking for the things that have really helped me. This would make the top 10 in my life. Negative prognostication. I'm on death row. Your life is over as you know it. And it's probably considerably shortened. And I had some determination, the grace of God, certainly, but I had the Nanosoma spray and I wasn't taking anything else. By this point, I was off all the other medications and I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. Today, I'm doing things I haven't done in 25 years. And so what I'm telling you right now is you can have the same benefit. You can. And what I'm imploring you to do is be the best version of yourself. Life is too short to suffer physically unnecessarily. So go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges and look at the Nanosoma spray and you'll say the testimonials are good. Dave swears by this. And I do. I stake my reputation on this because it saved my life. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we're going to play this clip for you from the DNC speech. And I don't know if this was Chelsea Clinton. I don't know who it was. Honestly, I don't know. I don't care because she was classic in what these people are doing. And you're going to hear me say this a lot. It's all about deflection, character assassination, and also about ideology and not record. They can't defend their record. And what I'm telling you right now is that they can't defend their record. And I don't want to make the mistake. Occasionally, I'm going to have you look at character because bad character leads to communism. Bad character leads to Satanism. And we're seeing both elements at work here. And what we're looking at here at the DNC is on full display for everyone to see, who has eyes to see and ears to hear. These people are masters at propaganda manipulation. I mean, they have so many different elements of tyranny. They've got the censorship model that the Chinese use, that Google gave them. They have the Stalinist enforcement tactics. And then they have the grandeur of the Nazis. And not only do they have that, they are following a lot of the Nazi playbook. They've borrowed the worst from every tyrannical regime, and it's manifested in the Democratic Party. And listen to me, I can't stand the Republican Party. I do not support the Republican Party. I support some people who call themselves Republican. But if you say they're no better than the Democrats, well, that's not really accurate. Okay? There's bad, and then there's abject evil from Satan. And that's what these Democrats are. And I have to find myself voting for mostly Republicans, some independents, because they come the closest to my value system. But they don't fully hit the bullseye. And there are some people that absolutely want to have nothing with my viewpoint because I'm going to vote for Trump And they've said, well, he doesn't talk about Jesus enough. Okay, it's valid criticism. Maybe you'd rather have satanic values imposed upon you. In voting for Donald Trump, for example, allows us time to make corrective action, because he will stop the tyranny that's right at our doorstep. September 22nd, 23rd, we vote to enter the New World Order. I don't know how much more clear to make it. Oh, it's called Summit of the Future. I've been over some of the key points. You can look at it. They dress up the language with BS, but when you look beneath it, you'll find the climate scam and every other thing that's wrong. I want to thank this lady, whoever she may be. I want to thank her for giving us 30 seconds to show you their main strategy, rules for radicals. Accuse your enemy of what it is that you're doing.
Donald Trump would be able to weaponize the Department of Justice to go after his political opponents. He could even turn the FBI into his own personal police force. That is not how it works in America.
It is if you're America spelled with a K. Let me let her finish here.
That's how it works in dictatorships.
That was about the most true thing that she said. I don't know. Is this Chelsea Clinton? I don't know. I'm sorry. I have to confess ignorance. But I want to thank this speaker. And how dare they fly the stars and stripes in the background of the very country they're trying to destroy. But anyway, let's go back and review what she said. Donald Trump will use the FBI as his own personal police force. He'll weaponize the DOJ against his political opponents. Well, part of that statement's true. I'm going to give her deference in one area. If Donald Trump's worth his salt when he gets into office, he'll clean house on the communists and the DOJ and get rid of them. And he'll bring in people that'll prosecute Hillary Clinton for the wrongdoing she did. They'll prosecute Joe Biden and Hunter Biden for their Chinese connections. And they'll put Joe in an old age home, right, under guard. They'll put Hunter in prison for the rest of his life where he belongs. And then they'll go and get Mayorkas as an accomplice to murder, child trafficking, and all the things that go on at the border, like the death of 300,000 Americans in the last 3.5-4 years. Yeah, maybe you call that weaponizing. We call it justice for criminal behavior. Now, for as far as weaponizing the FBI and having it be your own personal police force, I submit to you right now, the Biden-Harris regime has done exactly that. And I'll just use one example of many. And hopefully I can control myself to contain myself to the one example. But the one example is this. This is beyond the pale. Sharona Bishop, a mom. Husband was a government employee. But after this became a public issue, they basically made it so bad for him, he had to leave. Yeah, exactly. This is how these people operate. It's like the George Bush, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. Now, here's what happened to Sharona. She didn't like CRT, nor should she. Do you have relationships that people don't look like you or necessarily have your values or your religion? Of course you do. Do you get along with them? Do you socialize with any? Do you actually like them? Would you help them? The answer for most of us is yes. So then why does there always have to be a victim and a victimizer that we see in CRT? If you're white, you're a victimizer. If you're non-white, you're a victim. This is called divide and conquer and keeps people from coming together to stand up to tyrants like this. Seriously, this is exactly what they're doing. Divide and conquer. Now, let's look at the police force as your own personal servant, a Gestapo. So what happens to Sharona Bishop for going to school boards and saying, I don't like this. This needs to stop. The FBI shows up at her door because she's being effective, but they don't just show up at her door. They knock her door down. They handcuff them. They put the guns on their heads with the red dots. They manhandled their teenage daughter when she was on the stairs. They stole all their electronics. They came in without a warrant. I would call that Gestapo, private Gestapo for the Biden-Harris administration. But it even goes further because, as I pointed out more than once, that Merrick Garland has relatives, first-degree relatives, that own the controlling interest for CRT, Project 1619, and all that stuff. And this woman threatened the viability of this. I would call that your own private Gestapo, wouldn't you? So this is a classic case of rules for radicals, where we deflect attention away from our own evil and wrongdoing and accuse our enemy of what it is that we're doing. And that's exactly what she did. And one more time, I want you to just focus on those words in light of what I've just said.
Donald Trump would be able to weaponize the Department of Justice to go after his political opponents. He could even turn the FBI into his own personal police force.
Okay. So you heard. This is just beyond logic and comprehension, is it not? But America is being fooled. See, most of you that can hear my voice already say, tell me something new, Dave. No, what I'm doing is I'm giving you ammunition. Is that a bad metaphor today? Will they come and get me for terroristic threats? But I'm giving you political ammunition to go out and show the Democrats who and what they're supporting. If you disagree with them, they're coming for you. Now, if you little Democrat minions out there think that I'm going to agree with everything they say, I don't care what they say, give us all your money. Oh, sure. And let me go get a second job and give you even more. Now, if you're that way as a Democrat, then you may not get picked on until you're elderly, because then they want to get rid of you. And that's another story for another time I've already covered. But the reality is this, people, is this person has no conscience. This person is an abject liar. She's lying to the American people, and she's accusing her opponent of doing what it is she does. And you know what I wonder about these people? And I'm going to keep bringing this up. If you're going to be a parent and you're going to raise decent kids and not a bunch of turds, you better have some integrity, and your kids better see you acting in a civilized and honest manner, realizing we all make mistakes. And you should be able to own up to your mistakes to your kids and say, yeah, mom, dad, we kind of blew it here, but we're going to do better. But basically, this is what we stand for. She stands for obfuscation of the truth and lying to the American people. She's defending the criminalization of the DOJ and the FBI as a private Gestapo force for this administration. And if they get power and continue their power that they have, they get full power, there'll be no limit to what they'll do. This will be the Soviets snatch you out of your home. Will they go as far as Mao Zedong and do mass executions? Well, when you're satanically filled, and I'm going to be talking about later how no Christian could ever support a Democrat. If you're satanically filled, anything is possible. And if you're satanically filled, humanity is your enemy. Can you imagine what she did? She goes home. If this person has kids, hypothetically speaking, mommy did a good job today. I defended what we're doing. I defended the state. I accused our enemy of what it is we do. I lied to the American people with a straight face. And hopefully you'll inherit the power that mommy has one day if you're just a good little trooper and do what you're told and mindlessly obey the state. Just be like me, lie like me, propagandize like me, and you'll be just fine. The party will take care of you. But if you ever disagree, mommy and daddy can't help you. Imagine that kind of family dynamics. I've just told you everything you need to know. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. It's a privilege and a pleasure to come before you. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Real problems, real solutions. That sets us apart. We get 5-star ratings on the world major platforms. Thecommonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today.